We went to a pub, and Ed bought me a Guinness, and Lizzie bought a pack of smokes for us to share.
"I didn't realize you felt that bad," said Ed.
"The suicide thing wasn't a clue?"
"Oh, sure. I knew you felt so bad that you wanted to kill yourself, but I didn't know you felt so bad you wanted to patch things up with Lizzie and the band. That indicates this whole different level of misery, way beyond feeling suicidal." I took a long pull on my Guinness, and I realized something. I realized that I had wanted to kill myself, not because I hated living, but because I loved it. I think Maureen and Jess and Martin feel the same way. They love life, but it's all gone wrong. We were up on the roof because we couldn't find a way back into it, and being shut out like that, it fucking destroys you, man. So it's like a mercy killing, not murder. I don't know why it got to me in those few minutes. Maybe because I was with people I loved, and we just acted out this stupid scene on the street, and even that was kind of cool because sometimes it's moments like that, complicated moments, that make you realize that even hard times have things in them that make you feel alive.
"I never said anything about finishing with you because you weren't going to be a rock star," said Lizzie after a while. "You know that really, don't you?"
I shook my head. I didn't. So far as I was concerned, she was dumping me because I was a musical loser.
What I said was, "I couldn't be with you if you weren't a musician."
"You don't even like music that much."
"You're not hearing me, JJ. You're a musician. It's not just what you did, it's who you are. I'm not saying you're going to be successful. I don't even know if you're good. It was just that I could see you'd be no use to anyone if you stopped. And look what happened. You break the band up, and 5 minutes later you're standing on the top of a tower block thinking about jumping. You're stuck with it. And without it, you're dead. Or you might as well be."
And I felt like crying my fucking heart out. I felt like crying because I knew she was right. And sometimes the truth gets you like that. I felt like crying because I was going to make music again. And I'd missed it so much, without even recognizing it. And I felt like crying because I knew I was never going to make it. So Lizzie had just condemned me to another 35 years of poverty, rootlessness, despair, bad hamburgers, no health plan, and cold water motels.